Conservator George Basaka joins us for an investigation into this massive and important frame. It shows us the move away from the medieval Gothic convention of integrating frames with images. Here we see the Renaissance development of a frame as a removable, separate object. This development began in Florence in the first quarter of the 15th century with the architect Filippo Brunelleschi. He adopted architectural forms from the classical world for ecclesiastic church buildings.
And very soon after, these architectural forms started to appear in furniture and frames. And this is a very early example, probably from around 1480, of what's called an entablature frame, so that you have these pilasters at the sides and an entablature across the top with a frieze and big heavy cornice at the top. This style became so quickly adopted in Florence that it displaced all other styles. And what we have here is a very, very rare example, probably the only one in the United States, where we can see a Gothic painting from 100 years earlier that has been altered in format. You can see the four pointed arches at the tops of the saints to the sides of the Virgin, and the taller arch has in fact even been cut off of the central panel to fit within this rectangular format. In Gothic polyptics, the saints were each painted on separate panels, and they were unattached, but next to each other, and probably the joint was hidden by a Gothic colonnade. And now they've been glued together, and the division is instead a painted Renaissance pilaster. So there's been some attempt to update the painting to this new Renaissance style. And so in this transitional period, when frames started to be more closely related to the surrounding architecture, we start to have architects designing the actual proportion of the frames. And we have the emergence for the first time of the frame as an independent object into which the painting is inserted.
That's an incredibly important step for the development of frames in the whole of Europe.